You're listening to DraftKings Network.
This Friday, Boy Kills World. The must-see action movie event of the year hits theaters.
Yes! The Vanderkoys killed my family. Now, I'm gonna kill them one by one.
Critics are calling it Looney Tunes on acid.
You know how hard it is to get a cereal company to sponsor mass murder?
Weapons. Danger. Let's do this.
Bill Skarsgård in Boy Kills World. In theaters Friday. Rated R.
Now's a good time to remember where the story of tequila started. In 1795, the first tequila distillery was opened by the Cuervo family. And 229 years later, Cuervo is still going strong. Family-owned from the start, same family, same land. Now's a good time to enjoy Cuervo, the tequila that invented tequila. Go to Cuervo.com to shop tequila or visit a store near you. Cuervo, now's a good time.
Trademarks owned by Becle, SAB, the CV. Copyright 2024, Proximo. Jersey City, New Jersey. Please drink responsibly.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is the Dan Le Batard Show with the Stugatz Podcast.
Every year at about this time, Stugatz, and it's been many, many years, slow content time of July and August in sports, somebody will trot out there the argument, should Pete Rose be back on Major League Baseball fields? Should we allow him into the Hall of Fame? Should we get over this gambling stigma that baseball's changed a million ways since the hard line stance on Pete Rose? Yesterday, Pete Rose made his way back into the news stream, and I assumed it was about that. It was not. Someone let him near a microphone.
Yep.
Someone let him near microphones. He's going out there, maximum Pete Rose. However you think that would age, that's how it aged. It's wearing a baseball cap that looks like an 80-year-old man who doesn't know how to wear a baseball cap anymore. A guy who is a professional baseball player now looks every bit of 80 years old and hard living. And they let him in the booth, and he can't read the room. He doesn't understand that the broadcasters are troubled by his language, and this is what he says during the broadcast. And he's super amused by himself, and the broadcasters are clearly in their silence. You could still hear their discomfort.
I said, Tony, congratulations. What did you hit? And Tony says, Joe, I hit a cock-high fastball. Mm. And Joe didn't know what to say. Joe said, no shit.
That's looped out to right field.
You change the subject real quick on that loop out to right field.
I'm just describing the action.
Pretty sure we don't have a 7-second delay, so.
Ooh.
When John Kruk is your...
Crucky. Yeah.
John Kruk is your moral arbiter on I'm uncomfortable with the way you're talking. He also said, and he was asked about an underage relationship that he had before a woman was 18 years old. And his response was, quote, no, I'm not here to talk about that. Sorry about that. And then this sentence, because you can get out of this situation with this sentence if you say it just a little more cleanly. It was 55 years ago. Babe. Pete Rose, being maximum Pete Rose, you can't let him near the microphones, you can't let him on the field, you can't.
It's okay without the babe, is what you're saying?
No, I'm saying that all of it, I'm saying no, I'm not yet, Scott's really.
I mean, that's what it sounded
like. It's made worse. It no comment is not no comment, babe, when that, you can't be that dismissive of what is being alleged there, you know.
And he's saying you can't bring something up that's from 55 years ago, but they're honoring him for something that happened like 50 years ago.
That's right. In 19, right. They were honoring
the 50's fine.
1980 baseball team. So yeah, 40 some odd years ago. Pete Rose has been doing it wrong for a long time, man. He was like Lenny Dykstra before Lenny Dykstra.
Nails.
Let's get to a weekend observation and funniest things from the sports weekend. I want to get into those things here. And I also want to, while we're at it, Stugatz, talk about Conor McGregor's acting debut. He is going to be in a remake of the movie Roadhouse.
Wow. They're going to remake that movie? Like, they nailed it the first time. There's no need for a remake. Like, Sam Elliott was perfect. Patrick Swayze was perfect. There's Mike, how do you feel about this? Because you love the movie the way I love the movie. And I don't like that Conor McGregor. Is he going to be Sam Elliott?
No. Jake Gyllenhaal is going to be the star of this film. And the plot is a former UFC fighter moves to the Florida Keys to become a bouncer at a roadhouse. So it's a total reimagining. And it's Keys vibe. And there's plenty of former UFC fighters that work in the Keys. So I like this.
It's just going to be America's Top Team. They're going to use all those guys to have fight scenes.
Love it. I love this idea. Roadhouse, like, do something totally different. That way there isn't a direct comparison. But it's still going to be called Roadhouse, so you can't avoid that. Like, there was a Point Break remake that came out that was so different and awful.
Terrible.
It wasn't even remotely close. It's like, why would you even tarnish that brand?
How would you explain Roadhouse to Jessica, who doesn't know what it is that we're talking about?
All right, so these roadhouses in the South, they have a lot of rough customers that come in there, and some of them need to be roughed up a little bit and get some of their own medicine. And in comes Patrick Swayze, who could coincidentally throw a kick.
Oh, yeah.
He could throw a kick and rip out a trachea.
Mm-hmm.
And he did that.
Yep.
Yeah. There's a scene in the movie where he rips someone's throat out.
The key to the movie is there's a young hotshot bouncer who's being trained by the Yoda of bouncers, kind of Sam Elliott, who's the greatest ever. And which is why I don't think there's need for a remake, because I think they nailed it the first time around. Like, this is going to pale in comparison to what they did the first time.
Can you guys just tell me what the Rotten Tomatoes score was on Roadhouse? Because I believe Stugatz...
37%.
100% for me.
Jessica is right. You continue to talk about what a great movie this was.
Is that a critic score?
Any movie that Patrick Swayze can squeeze into some jeans is a good one.
Mm-hmm.
66 on audience scores too.
Okay, I mean,
it's still an F.
Stugatz, no, it's not. 66 is fine on audience.
66 is an F.
Put it on the poll, Whittingham. Do you want to watch a movie that has gotten a 66 Rotten Tomatoes score? Because that's about where my line is. I will watch a 66. I won't go much lower than that. I've got to be really bored to dip below 60.
The movie poster is so 80s.
It's so
it tells
bad.
You everything that you need to know.
Yeah.
Patrick Swayze leaning on a wall in his jeans. On that wall are three separate photos. A car crash that's exploding. Patrick Swayze making love. Patrick Swayze sweaty, shirtless, doing martial arts.
I love the opening line of the description. The Double Deuce is the meanest, loudest, and rowdiest bar south of the Mason-Dixon line.
They ain't lying.
Dalton has been hired to clean it up.
Yep.
On Rotten Tomatoes, it says, whether Roadhouse is simply bad or so bad it's good depends largely on the audience's fondness for Swayze and tolerance for violently cheesy action. So I guess if you like Patrick Swayze, probably worth watching.
Esquire many years ago considered it the most homoerotic, not trying to be homoerotic movie.
Over Top Gun?
Really?
Yes.
It's an upset.
The article was amazing to read, just because there is a lot of writhing, and that movie poster is exactly what they went for, which is Beefcake Swayze lives in a farmhouse, and the car explodes when it's in a crash, and he explodes when he makes love, and also he's doing martial arts and he's shirtless.
I find it hard to believe it's worse than Top Gun in that regard, because Top Gun really...
Worse or better?
I mean, better. I mean, they put the pedal to the metal on that one. Did you see Top Gun 2 Maverick just passed Titanic in the all-time box office rankings.
I did see that, yeah.
What really? A dub for Tom Cruise.
It's unbelievable.
Major dub.
Unreal dub.
60 years old.
Everybody wrote him off. Everybody was trying to just put this exclusive on streaming, and he sat it out for the opening of movie theaters, and he has single-handedly brought the movie theater industry back.
Lewis Hamilton, apparently, according to this Vanity Fair article, was almost one of the fighter pilots in Top Gun Maverick, but he had to, at the last minute, call Tom Cruise and tell him he couldn't make it because he had to drive in Formula One.
Yeah. It's the biggest movie ever, is what you're saying? You're saying?
And it could have been bigger.
Yeah, it's not the biggest movie ever because Avatar, I think, reclaimed number one because they did a re-release. It's the top 10 looks a lot different in a post-Marvel Cinematic Universe world, but it's, I think, now seventh all time, Top Gun Maverick. I mean, think about it. Unreal win.
If you had come to me in the pandemic and simply said to me, what is this going to be? I would have said, why are they doing this? Don't do this.
Yeah, you did say that. Yeah. You did say that.
And you were wrong.
You were so gloriously wrong. Mm-hmm. Lewis Hamilton couldn't possibly have the time available in his schedule to do this because there was rigorous training. I read
that's exactly what he said. He said he needed to train for it and he didn't have the time for the training, and also he's a perfectionist, so he knew if he was going to do it, he wanted to do it the right way, and he just didn't have the bandwidth. But he was very upset because he is a close personal friend of Tom Cruise. He's in the paddock often, the Mercedes paddock, Dan.
The bar was placed so high by Tom Cruise on what the hell do you do at 60 that can top what your resume has been. I saving the movie industry in the theater with one of the biggest box office smashes ever in a remake of nostalgia done well because it
an action movie in his 60s.
I have not heard anyone say that it's wrong for this movie to be popular. People are saying that the movie is great, and I have not heard otherwise from anyone.
It's amazing.
It's incredible. Yes. It's incredible, and you can actually see the G-forces on their face. Because they had to do severe G-force training for several months in anticipation of this role. So much so that Miles Teller had an incident where he had to go to the hospital because he had jet fuel go into his bloodstream. He was very happy, understanding that Tom Cruise takes this up very seriously, and he kind of wanted to wear that scar as a badge of honor. He went up to Tom Cruise saying, hey, Tom, I've got jet fuel in my bloodstream. Tom dismissed him saying, I was born with it, kid.
Goosebumps. I
mean. Little did Lewis Hamilton know, all he had to do to prepare for that was drive in the 2022 Mercedes car, right, Woody? The porpoising, Dan.
But Mike, in Tahoe, like Miles Teller, who was not invited to Tahoe last year, by the way, was invited this year. That was the person that everyone wanted to be around. Like even Mahomes, Kelsey, they all wanted to be around Miles Teller.
He drew a huge gallery, and I would see like his crowd. I'd be surprised by it. And I heard people like, oh, that's Rooster. That's Miles Teller. That not from Whiplash. People would say, oh, that's Miles Teller from Top Gun. That's Rooster from Top Gun. It is now the role that Miles Teller, who was an accomplished actor, it is now the role that he's known for.
Didn't Whiplash win Best Picture or Best Director? Or was it not?
J.K.
Nominated?
Simmons. J.K. Simmons had to have won.
That was a
Best
huge,
Supporting Actor.
Hugely critically acclaimed film, and Miles Teller was great in it.
You realize how hard it is to do what they did? If I asked Tom Cruise what's the best case scenario for it, it falls short of this, correct?
I'm guessing. Yeah, I don't think he thought the movie would have this type. I think he thought it would be successful, not this type of successful. This is historic.
It makes no sense for this to be a giant. Like, you need a pandemic to happen in order for this to be that at the theater.
He bet on himself because Paramount was really pushing to make this a Paramount Plus exclusive. Use it as a draw to get people there. It is unreal how much he won. Because everyone was saying, you can't make a sequel to Top Gun at your age. You can't make that good. You can't get people to go to the movie theaters in a post-pandemic world. Why are you sitting on this? It's already been in the can for 2 years. At every turn, he was like, I'm going to put this out the way that I envisioned. So much so that there is a welcome message before you see Top Gun Maverick, where Tom is thanking you for coming to the movie theater. And he bet on himself and won big. How does he top it? Where does he go from here? Does he have any new projects? We know what he's doing next year. which is Mission Impossible Part 7, Parts 1 and 2.
At Levitard Show, please put it on the poll. Did you have Tom Cruise resurrecting the movie theater with a fighter pilot movie? Aaron Rodgers is great at football because he's tripping balls.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was kind of weird that he revealed that he put DMT into his system as someone that has been so public about being careful about what they put into their bodies.
A DMT T, correct?
Yeah, DMT with a EA at the end.
I've wanted to do ayahuasca. I've never been brave enough to do it. I've wanted everyone I talk to. It makes you very sick, but it's a plant medicine that makes you feel, that links you to source and can change you. Like I've always
been soaking shrooms.
He's been doing that too. He's been doing psychedelics as well.
Mm-hmm. Mixed messaging, no?
I don't believe that drug use of the kind that he's following, like these are spiritual realm type of things that he's arguing on behalf of. Like I know a lot of people who do this. So when you're talking about mixed messaging, you were judging it. I didn't judge it as anyone other than somebody who's searching, looking for different ways, you know, through the galaxies to figure out, you know, how to make himself more spiritually aligned.
Am I judging it? I guess so. I think Aaron is kind of entering the Kyrie Irving, Aldous Snow area for me. It's just the levels of eccentricity, and it's almost like it's a public avatar that someone wants to make themselves more interesting by educating themselves. He's a very bright guy, knows a lot about history, and I'm sure what he puts into his body, he researches thoroughly. It's just there's so many weird hypocrisies.
Like, but can it just be searching? Like, does it have to be? You can't call it a hypocrisy without the judgment inherent to that. So if he's inconsistent or hypocritical, can it just be searching that through therapy, through love and relationships, through not wanting to put things in his body, but the spiritual path, because I know he would argue on behalf of ayahuasca being a spiritual path. He's not just doing drugs in order to get high. He's searching for something.
No, he's very clear. Like, that's how he's positioning it. And like I said, I hear him out. It's just I don't take it to mean much to me. Like, it's just, okay, there's Aaron Rodgers. He's been going through it publicly for a couple of years trying to figure it out.
I mean, it feels good. It's convenient to put it under that umbrella. I'm searching for something.
Well, you're doing mushrooms. Ayahuasca does not feel good. Ayahuasca makes you pretty sick. It's on the back end, it's supposed to be enriching and fulfilling in a way that changes, your relationship with ego. DMT is supposed to do the same thing.
You can have bad trips, though. This is
people. But DMT doesn't make you feel good, or
I don't know anything about that. I've researched ayahuasca, right. And so I know that I've been afraid of it because of how bad it feels. It's not about it feeling good. I think DMT has some properties that feel better than that.
I feel like we sound like some herbs right now. No pun intended.
There aren't a lot of people in here who are using these kinds of drugs, except for Stugatz at these dead shows. But you're saying mushrooms on feel good.
I ain't searching for anything. I'm just searching to feel good.
This is not what Aaron Rodgers is doing, though. It's not just, like, it really isn't just getting high for the sake of getting high. But it's indisputable that this is something that, while you say Kyrie Irving and you're already tired of it, this is really unusual for quarterbacks. Like, the quarterback personality type, never mind doing this, sharing it, like, that's not.
No, he's an unusual guy. He doesn't really fit a cookie cutter.
But he's doing what he wants publicly. Like, there must be some freedom for him in feeling freer with whatever it is that he's doing on this path, when he is now leaning into something that he avoided for a long time as an adult quarterback who didn't want to. He was interested in being in the State Farm commercials, and more than that, he was interested in being liked. And now he's talking about stuff that separates himself ego-wise from being liked. You don't volunteer yourself to this unless you're putting into the atmosphere, feel free to judge me. I'm about to say something no quarterback says, no quarterback admits.
Well, I like that he gives me something to go off of. I like, he is very unique as a talent at his height, greatest that I've ever seen. I like that he's showing me a lot of himself. I don't have to necessarily be down with every bit that he shows me. It's just, I do think you have to be in a good headspace for this stuff. So I hope that he is. I'm sure he'd argue that he is, and that's fine. Just be careful because these things can go sideways. One time you're having a good time drinking some tea. Next time, Bob Tunyon's liver is in your oven and you don't know how it got there.
Hey everybody, it's Mike, and typically I record these Miller Lite spots in the studio, but I requested that I specifically record this one from my home office because I got a window, and I'm looking outside at those beautiful fishtail palms, knowing that in just a few seconds, I'm going to go out there, I'm going to crack open a can of Miller Lite, because while sitting outside by my fishtail palms is usually a good time, I like to take it up a notch and make it a Miller time. That's right, you crack that puppy open, and you don't have to think about what you're drinking for a darn second. A lot has changed over the years, including my backyard. Lots of landscaping being done right now. But the one thing that hasn't changed is the undebatable quality of Miller Lite. You don't have to choose what quality is the best. Miller Lite has great taste, and it's less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Dan, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.
Don Libertard.
If all the rain drops were lemon drops and gun drops, oh, what a rain that would be.
Stugatz.
Standing outside with my mouth open wide. Ah, 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 ah. If all the raindrops were lemon drops and gum drops, oh, what a rain that would be.
This is the Dan Lebatar Show with the Stugatz.
We're presented by DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app today and use code DAN for a special offer when you sign up. That's code DAN, only at DraftKings Sportsbook.
Are you ready, Stugatz, to do funniest thing from the sports weekend and weekend observations? Which would you like to do first, sir?
Weekend observations.
All right. Stugatz's weekend observations. I imagine this is going to be soaked in some serious Bocelli. Stugatz still smells like the weekend. Let's do Stugatz's weekend observations.
It is time for Stugatz to share his game notes. No one in the media will tell you what happened better than my boy Stu.
Weekend observations brought to you by Miller Lite. Great taste, 96 calories, available for delivery. Dan, the sport has been on the decline for many, many years. Slow pace, boring games, a ridiculously long regular season. But with the right teams in the right markets, being really, really good, combined with balls either not being hit at all or being hit a mile long. Dan, is it just me or is Major League Baseball back?
Wow.
I'm asking you.
They had like record crowds this weekend.
I know. It's crazy.
I've been trying to get you interested in your first place Mets all season. I've been confused.
I mean, they got a staff.
Yeah.
6.5 up on the Bravos. 4-5 over the weekend. I mean, Scherzer.
You've got a good baseball team. Yes, I know. It's been
Carrasco.
It's been curious that it's taken you this long. It's been a really weird thing. Dead shows.
Yeah. Lionel Messi, do it in the World Cup. Friday night, before the enshrinement ceremony, there is something called the Hall of Fame Gauntlet. And it's quite simply the coolest thing I've ever seen. It's better than the enshrinement ceremony. I am telling you. It is brand new Hall of Famers walking through and shaking hands and hugging all the old Hall of Famers. Holy bleep. Jim Brown doesn't get up for anyone, by the way.
Well, I think his legs are weak.
Even if he could, Dan, I'm telling you, he would not get up for anyone.
He shouldn't have to. Okay,
they all bow to him.
Fair enough.
And they should.
He's been walking with a cane for a while.
I know. Bobby Bonilla's contract, the gift that keeps on giving. Top five gifts that keep on giving.
Oh, wow.
Yes. Number five, a nice tie. The reason I say that is I had to bust one out this weekend, and someone gave it to me as a gift.
I know, you're like, wow, keeps giving. Yeah, keeps giving. I'm still using this gift.
I've worn that thing in like 4 years. Thank you, Woody. I knew you would love this. In fact, Woody filled one in. Number three is Woody's. Number four.
I thought it was your top five list.
That doesn't matter. I share. It's communal. A magazine subscription.
Sharing is what you're now calling your laziness.
Yes.
A magazine subscription?
It's a gift that keeps, Whitty, it's a gift that 100%. Keeps on giving.
100%. You did. Yeah. You forget that you have it subscribed, and all of a sudden,
right.
The New Yorker shows up in the mail once Boom. Every 3 months. It's yep. wonderful.
You've gone with a necktie and a magazine subscription?
I have. Number three, airplane TVs.
How dated is this? They've stopped making airplane TVs.
This is you and Whittingham combining to put together this list.
Five and four was me, three was Whitty, and I stand with Whitty.
If we're being honest, Ty wasn't that great either. The show was just supporting a f***ing tie. Like a shitty tie as a gift.
A nice tie.
No one likes getting a tie as a gift.
Well,
speak for yourself.
Number two,
Tom Brady.
That's true.
Finally, a good one.
Thank you. And number one, of course, Bobby Bonilla's contract. Bobby Bo. Here come the cards. Oh, they're playing good.
Yeah.
Yep. Live golfers suing the PGA Tour for not allowing them to play in the FedEx Cup. You, of course, know what the Live players want, right, Dan?
What do they want?
They want to have their cakes and they want to eat them too.
Oh, yeah.
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 Can't have that. Why can't you?
McKay suggests that we send you out to one of these Live events just trying to start a bone saw, like trying to start in the background, like making noise to bring, like create artistic performance theater.
Okay.
No.
I don't know what a bone saw means or any of that.
No, we want to avoid
that. What am I doing thing. Exactly? Explain it better to me.
It's just a noise of protest.
Okay.
Yes, you protest the Saudi League and the sports washing of money.
We doing this?
It's very dark.
Okay. Oh. Headline.
I don't think bone saw is a particular brand. I just think you find an electric saw.
The noise it makes.
Hmm.
A saw.
I don't know what noise it makes. I just know the sounds it makes when it goes boom.
Headline. The Giants plan to play all of their guys in preseason game number one. August. Also appearing in this week's edition of August, Scotty Miller hopes to show he's more than just a deep threat. I love August. 70.
I mean, at this point, that we know what Scotty Miller is, right?
He's a deep threat.
What is it? What more is he going to show us?
He's determined to show you more, Dan, in August. 75-33 run differential of 222 plus 222. Jesus, the Dodgers are good.
Yeah.
Baseball in Southern California is so fun to watch. The crowds are
Amazing.
Super into it.
Yeah.
I wish I had the energy to stay awake for these
Baseball's
games.
Back. Aaron Rodgers. Psychedelics. My man.
And then there's the Angels.
They lost a game with 7 home runs the other day.
Ow!
They hit 7 home runs and lost.
Top 5 people in sports I'd like to see on LSD. Number 5, Colin Cowherd. The Herd. Number 4, Tom Coughlin. Number 3, Mike Tomlin. Number 2, Christopher Mad Dog Russo. Look, got me. And number 1, of course, Lou Holtz.
Really?
Yeah.
Lou Holtz, number
I
1.
I can tell you. Tripping my balls off.
I can't
play
get
a little touch of gray.
I heard Reese Davis interviewed the other day, and he said that Lou Holtz used to get genuinely angry when he lost that segment that they did on College Football Final where they wore robes and made arguments. The one time he lost, he actually got mad and walked off the set.
You cannot give me enough fake Lou Holtz saying any number.
Tripping my balls off.
weird.
You can't give me enough.
Killing into club drugs.
The drool on the microphone.
Watch out for the Phils.
Really?
Oh, they're playing well. Damn, they're now 38-19 since they fired Joe Girardi. No observation there. Just a reminder that Joe Girardi is a terrible manager.
Oh.
He's not good. Wow. I'd like to see Joe Girardi on LSD. It's a weird one.
I'm not sure what you're
on a pacifier to avoid eating my own face.
Joe Girardi and Mike Tomlin on LSD. Do you think
Tomlin would be great on LSD?
What do you think you're getting? You're going to get just
a different Mike Tomlin.
I'm just not sure what the common thread is in your list here because I don't understand.
You
the
wouldn't want to see Tom Coughlin wacky on LSD, just seeing things. And
I feel like the common thread is like prim and proper.
Lou Holtz,
very normal kind of. Down to earth people.
Mad Dog Russo.
Yeah, maybe Mad Dog Russo, but just like people who you wouldn't associate doing things like this. And then all of a sudden, I mean, Aaron Rodgers, let's be real, doesn't need to be opened up spiritually. He's already there. Whereas Chris Mad Dog Russo, I feel like he's entering another planet.
Witty? What about you?
I mean,
Witty on LSD would be fun. Yeah. Your dad on LSD would be fun. Anyway. Girardi, terrible manager.
Terrible manager.
He's not good. We've had our squabbles over the years, but a tip of the cap to Rich Eisen, who did a masterful job emceeing the Yellow Jacket ceremony on Friday night.
Tip of the cap, Eisen.
That guy can emcee. I mean, Goodell is sitting right next to him. It's a stadium packed with people. Eisen was great.
Confident Eisen.
Oh, he was good. Jeez. Canton. Interesting place. Let's just leave it at that. Have you been?
I have not.
You should go.
Well, you didn't just give me the tourist brochure.
It's
there.
An interesting place.
That wasn't
Ted.
Really Chamber of Commerce you gave me on interesting place. I'll leave it at that.
Just leave it at that.
I licked a toad once. Resulted in me buying a timeshare from Abraham Lincoln.
Redditors. Am I saying that correctly? Who think there is a correlation between Kyler Murray's bad play and the release of Call of Duty. I stand with you. I mean, there are facts to back it up. Am I as good at my job when I'm going to see Dead and Company?
No.
It would stand to reason that Kyler Murray gets worse the closer you get to Call of Duty, right? And then once it's out, forget it.
Well, it would appear that one, the whole thing was weird because the Cardinals backtracked on that and it just seemed like it needed to be a video game clause. Because the stats, right? There's somebody who's done some private investigative work that would suggest that the more Call of Duty he's playing, the worse that he plays. I think it might not be causation, though. It might be correlation.
Whatever that means. Whoever runs Hulu, some advice. It's never a good idea to piss off Mike Tyson, Iron Mike. Even though Pat McAfee is a retired NFL punter, he might be having his best kicking season ever by kicking our asses all over the sports media landscape.
Kicking everybody's.
The guy's everywhere. Jesus. Although, if you are wondering who owned Hall of Fame weekend this past weekend, wonder no more. It was me. I think at this point, it's fair to say that Pete Rose is just a bad dude. The Hit King.
We've got enough information now.
Charlie Hustle. The number one trending topic at the Tony Baselli Hall of Fame party was whether or not Dom Capers was in on the joke. He can't look at himself and say that looks good.
Come on.
I'm sorry. Report.
You're not sorry.
You're right. Report. The earth is spinning faster, and we just had our shortest day ever. Hell is going on. Speaking of hell, or Briles. Dan, those are the weekend observations.
Don Libertard.
I think I'd like to know when I'm going to die, because I sort of romanticize the idea of like living like you were dying. Yeah. When you're on a countdown clock, imagine all the life experiences. Like I could go skydiving or Rocky Mountain climbing.
Stugatz.
Roy brings up a point, though. Like, Roy does bring up a point. Like you might be risking paralysis. That's
totally trampled my bit. Yes. Just totally trampled my
bit. But Mike, what if, God forbid, it says you're going to die in like a week? What if it says a week, though? Like, or 2 days or a month? I don't want to know that.
Well, then you just love deeper and speak sweeter and give forgiveness to those that you've been denying. Someday I hope you get the chance to live like you were dying.
Do you have more or is that it?
No, thank you guys for letting me go through that smoothly.
This is the Don Libertard Show with the Stugatz.
We are presented by DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app today and use code DAN for a special offer when you sign up. That's code DAN only at DraftKings Sportsbook.
We are 19 days away from the first Hawaii midnight game.
Wow.
And they're getting 11 points at home.
What?
On the Rainbows.
Week one?
Yeah. No, week two for Hawaii. Oh, yes.
No, they're.
I think it will be their second game.
They're on the first, road okay. In the first game.
The first game is not a midnight game.
Wait, is it it's a not cross a double country down flight? Game.
Yeah, I think
against
it is.
Power five?
Are you saying, no, it can't be the second game if it's 19 days away. Are you saying the first game is then 12 days
Unless
away?
We're week zero.
Are we you think we're 12 days away from college football?
I think they play two games. I'm going to check it out right now. I was looking
zero
at it.
Zero is the last week of August.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah,
versus Vanderbilt.
Yes.
Oh, August 27th, 4:30 p.m. Hawaii time against Vanderbilt. Oh, the Commodores don't know what's coming. That's going to be a bad look. Go Bows.
Where is that game? You're saying that's the one in Hawaii?
Yeah. It starts off in Hawaii against Vanderbilt and against Western Kentucky. And then September 10th, they travel to the Big House. That's not going to go well.
No.
Do you guys know they don't play at Aloha Stadium anymore?
What?
Yeah, the
changes everything.
I think it's either being reconstructed or something, but they play at a stadium with an athletics track.
Funding issues, I think.
They've had a very interesting offseason.
What are they, Duke now?
Hawaii's had a rough go of it. Players quit, and there was like a disciplinary head coach, and you know, just all is to say that all goes out the window when it's midnight and you need Hawaii in the over.
Yep, and they're getting 11. I mean,
at home?
Yes.
At their complex?
The steal. Jump on it now, Dano.
They're getting 11 because the SEC is coming to town, even though it's in the form of Vanderbilt. That's just a general fear
you can't
of the
say,
SEC.
You can't say the SEC is coming to town if it's Vanderbilt.
put it on
they
the
might
pole.
Actually arrive on a sailboat like Commodores, like actual Commodores.
The Coms.
Put it on the poll, Whittingham, at Libertard Show. Can you say the SEC is coming to town if all that's coming to town is Vanderbilt football? It's a fair point.
Oh, you know who the head coach is now at Hawaii?
Who?
Wait, it is.
Timmy Chang.
I'm betting more.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, back to the Hawaii style of June Jones.
Well, I thought I read also, I think I have this correct, that June Jones was viewed as a candidate in Hawaii before
he
they
always
went
is,
to Hawaiian favorite.
They go to June
Timmy
Jones
Chang.
First every time that job comes open. And when he says no, and this is the first time ever that he has said no, then they go to Timmy Chang. I mean, this is exciting.
Graham, their former head coach was Todd Graham, who may be a name that you remember. Yeah. He said he was at Pittsburgh before, Arizona State. You knew it was bad when Graham's own son quit the team.
I'm going to have an unpopular opinion here. It's going to be very unpopular. I, like the people listening, am eager to have football back, but I'm not ready. That's too soon.
What do you mean?
I need a little bit of a ramp up. You've got to prepare me. I need
had
weeks.
Months.
No,
God,
I know, but
what
this
are you talking
is, I
about?
Know, but it snuck up on me is what I'm telling you. Look,
it's here.
You just came in and you said, don't try and pretend like you didn't do this. It's 19 days away. It's 12 days away. You tried, like, you know, you're counting days around here.
Right.
And you said it because you figured the audience would be surprised. I was surprised. I'm telling you, I'm not ready for football. Football needs to slow down. If you're going to take over my weekends, my life, if I'm going to feel that special kind of dirty and sad late Sunday night because I've watched too much college football and too much pro football, I need more of a warm-up here. I need more. This needs to pace itself.
This has been the longest offseason ever. July was honestly 2 months combined. It felt that way.
It's a good point.
Since gone through our final Sunday without pro football. Sure, it's preseason.
No, we did have it. You had the Hall of Fame game that Stu Gatz is returning from now, and you had Mark Davis eating a chicken wing with two hands. Football got here.
Yeah, I mean, it was Jake Luton versus Jared Stidham. If that doesn't get you excited for the upcoming season, what will?
Mm-hmm.
That was so bad. The Hall of Fame game is a terrible sporting event. The week zero, by the way, is the warm-up. This game that we're talking about is at the end of a weekend that is very much a warm-up. If you look at the schedule, the headline here, Dan, is Nebraska against Northwestern. And, I mean, the rest of it, it's a whole lot of Florida State playing Duquesne, North Carolina playing Florida A&M. It's mostly games.
Warm-up game, though.
Yeah, no, these are all warm-up games until we get to the headliner. Although, it's not really a Hawaii game. Because it kicks off at 10:30 p.m. Eastern.
I don't like it.
No. I don't like it either.
I don't like it either. Yeah.
If that's 4:30 p.m. local time. Yeah. This needs to be at midnight kickoff.
They
it's
should
ridiculous.
Only play at home.
Hawaii?
Yeah.
At midnight.
You know what? I love this take.
Right.
I love this take. Hawaii should play every game at home, and they should all kick off after midnight Eastern.
It's a treat to go to Hawaii. You're a college kid, college team. It should be a treat to go to Hawaii. Free trip, right? Play the rainbows, get a W, and then make your way back home. That's a great trip. It is.
It's not. You got it a little bit wrong. Expect to get a W and get surprised half the time by 11-point dog because half your players.
You win by five. I don't care.
But half of your players ran onto the field still wearing Lays from the cookout.
You buried the headline when it came to the week zero headliner, which is Nebraska at Northwestern. It is in Dublin, Ireland.
Wow. That is very exciting. I'll watch that.
Hopefully that means for an earlier start so we can get to football earlier.
No, it's a 12:30 kickoff, a little big noon Saturday on Fox.
Hawaii on the road doesn't feel the same. It feels wrong to watch
it's a
Hawaii,
different team, yeah.
Hawaii on the road. It needs to be in Hawaii. I think you put that on the poll, and I agree with Chris Cody. Does Hawaii have to play all of its games at home?
At midnight.
This Friday, Boy Kills World. The must-see action movie event of the year hits theaters.
Yes! The Vanderkoys killed my family. Now, I'm gonna kill them one by one.
Critics are calling it Looney Tunes on acid.
You know how hard it is to get a cereal company to sponsor mass murder?
Weapons. Danger. Let's do this.
Bill Skarsgård in Boy Kills World. In theaters Friday. Rated R.
Hey everybody, it's Mike, and typically I record these Miller Lite spots in the studio, but I requested that I specifically record this one from my home office because I got a window, and I'm looking outside at those beautiful fishtail palms, knowing that in just a few seconds, I'm going to go out there, I'm going to crack open a can of Miller Lite, because while sitting outside by my fishtail palms is usually a good time, I like to take it up a notch and make it a Miller time. That's right, you crack that puppy open, and you don't have to think about what you're drinking for a darn second. A lot has changed over the years, including my backyard. Lots of landscaping being done right now. But the one thing that hasn't changed is the undebatable quality of Miller Lite. You don't have to choose what quality is the best. Miller Lite has great taste, and it's less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Dan, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.